For 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast, heading into the weekend. Marnie, over 60s can go and get vaccinated, either Pfizer, whichever one they want, really, AstraZeneca. And Dr. Paul Griffin, Head of Infectious Diseases, great friend of the show, joins us. Good morning, Dr. Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
This is good news for the over 60s, being able to use any of the vaccines.
It is, absolutely. I mean, we need to keep in mind this doesn't take away from AstraZeneca and the fact that that itself is still a very safe and highly effective vaccine. So if you've had that one already, you shouldn't feel shortchanged in any way. But this now, I guess, gives an option for people that remain reluctant to receive that one. And so, you know, now there's no reason the people in that age group shouldn't come along and get a vaccine and get it soon.
Yeah. There was a friend of mine who was in that category because of some of the, you know, potential side effects of AstraZeneca, which she was concerned about. But now that this is there, she's happy to go and have her Pfizer because that just suits her body composition better. So, you know, like, I think that's the important thing. If you want people vaccinated, they need the choice, I suppose, of what's going to suit them. That way they can be.
Yeah, well, Dr. Paul, my wife and I both had AstraZeneca, but my daughter, she's 13, she had the Pfizer on Thursday, and my son had the Pfizer yesterday. And I don't need to go back and get a Pfizer just for people thinking that you need to get other shots,
no,
do you?
You've had your two,
Yeah, that's right. AstraZeneca provides, you know, essentially the same level of protection. It's a highly effective vaccine. And there's some talk that it actually may last a little bit longer than Pfizer even. So, yeah, people certainly shouldn't think they need to now go out and get the Pfizer if they've had the AstraZeneca. But as I say, now that there's an option, and I think a lot of people just wanted to be able to make a decision for themselves, and so they can now, and the access has increased very significantly. This weekend, you can just walk up and get it. So, as I say, if you've been sitting on the fence or not sure, this weekend is now the time to go out and get your vaccine.
Well, the hubs have made a real difference. We went out to the Brisbane Entertainment Centre on Thursday with my daughter to get hers. Yeah, loads of people, and they're not big lines because they can cater for everyone.
Well, it's a big centre, isn't
it? Yeah, it's massive.
So you get people through.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of efficiencies by those big hubs. It's been a welcome addition to see a few of those pop up. I mean, I think there's still scope to have a few more potentially, given how well utilised they've been. But, you know, as I say, it's a really good way to go and get your vaccine really quickly. You've got a choice now if you're in that age group. So yeah, absolutely. Now all we need is everyone to turn up and get it.
Now, while Queensland's are considering offering walk-up COVID vaccines to NRL fans in Brisbane next weekend, what are your thoughts on that?
Look, I think we need to have as many ways of getting these vaccines to people as possible, and you know, a little bit of an incentive there. You get to, you know, go along and get it at that site. You know, I think again that can only be a good thing. So the question I've been asked a lot, and I mean, it's a bit interesting in itself, is, you know, can you go and have a few beers after getting your vaccine if you do take that option? And the answer there, of course, in moderation, is absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yes, awesome. Because you're right. If people are at the footy and they'll probably have a beverage or two. Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's best to check all of that stuff and be safe. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Absolutely. Exactly. Once again, thank you so much, Dr. Paul Griffin. Enjoy your weekend. You're
thank
on holidays
you.
Next week.
That's right. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, don't ring me, he says. Don't ring me. I'm going away.
Fair enough.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you, Dr. Paul Griffin.
Thank you.
Marnie Campo, River 949.